Well, if you break the game into portions, we were well on top, 2-1 up. And then you've seen how the referee imposed himself in the game. He disrupted us because we were well on top at that time. It was looking like 3-1, 4-1. We were just peppering our goal. And for some reason, the ref decided to give St. Pat's a penalty kick. And then the players just went to sleep for a corner a minute later, and it's 2-1 to 2-3. So we're behind, we're going at half time, we're trying to lift them in there. And they were angry, obviously, as you can see. But they looked really, really tired. Their legs had gone. And you'll probably say it's the same for Pats. But they had the momentum shift, and that means a lot because they've gone from 2-1 down to 3-2 up, and they've come out the second half with momentum, and momentum gives you energy. And they get a soft goal to go 4-2, and then they scored in injury time to make it 5-2. And we're very, very disappointed, to be honest. We're very disappointed.
Was the penalty call the turning point of the match?
Very much so. It was a pivotal point of the game where we're in charge, and then the whole momentum shifts. It's a bit like, but we have to look at ourselves there. When we were 1-0 down, or 1-0 up, but all decisions are going against us. These are reasons as to how games can turn with poor refereeing, and you've seen it here tonight. But we have to look at ourselves, and those pivotal moments can change the pattern of a game, and that's exactly what happened tonight. And people will say, oh, you shouldn't have conceded five. Fair enough, but there's major, major contributing factors to momentum. If you look at momentum in sport, when you have it and lose it, it's really, really nigh impossible to get it back. And that's what happened to us tonight again. We were ripping them apart in the first half, and our game was good. It was fluent. And they just got, it was a good night for them in terms of the official, that was a good night for them. And it swung the game in their favour. I'm not taking anything away from them. Once they had the momentum, they got a lot of incentive from that. And people will go say, oh, we scored, conceded four and conceded five. But we had a duck egg against Cork only a week ago, and everybody's seeing how well we played. Everybody's seeing how well we played against Dundalk when we tore them apart for half an hour, but then we lost a goal and the whole thing shifted. So we've got to address those problems, which will help us address the main problem, the main focus of what we're about, and we'll come back again. Don't worry about that. You can be sure of that. Every game's important. Your next game's the most important. We've had tough, tough games run there, so we had. And now they're still tough, but the players are tired. They're on their knees. I seen them in the second half, and they were so shocked because we were in control and they'd lost their momentum, and they could hardly more than jog, never mind run. They were flat out to the board. There's patterns. You can talk about patterns all day long, but we're focusing on our next game to try and win that, and that's what we're about. That's all our focus is in the next game.